Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Early voting is underway in the battleground state of Arizona, and people staked out at ballot drop boxes are allegedly intimidating voters in the Phoenix area. Groups of conspiracy theorists who falsely believe the 2020 election was stolen are taking photographs and videos of voters as they drop off their ballots, accusing some of illegally harvesting ballots for other people. Now, at least two people watching have worn masks and carried guns. It's part of a growing effort on the far right to undermine confidence in the election. Sasha Hupka has been following the story for the Arizona Republic. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Sasha, it sounds gritty out there, far from, you know, a liberating act of voting. Can you give us a rundown of what's going on and what are the authorities saying and doing about it?
So the first thing you should know is that ballot drop box watchers aren't new in Arizona. We saw some reports of these people coming out to drop boxes in the days leading up to the primary election in August here. I think what's different this time is that those reports were fairly isolated, and this time it's much more constant. So, you know, when we saw this in August, there were a few instances, but certainly not groups that were always out there watching. It's also starting fairly far in advance of Election Day, weeks out rather than days.
And what about being armed and the kind of intimidation tactics? What's the law here? You know, are you allowed to do that?
So our Board of Supervisors chairman and county recorder, both of whom are Republicans, have asked people to stop staking out the ballot boxes. And the sheriff did so as well at a press conference yesterday. He said his office is going to make sure there's a law enforcement presence near these ballot boxes so that people can safely return their ballots. But his office is understaffed. He made it clear this is a strain on his resources. And he said that his deputies will step in if the drop box monitors threaten voters or prevent them from dropping off ballots or try to influence who they vote for. But the deputies won't step in for now to prevent these ballot box watchers from photographing and filming voters or having weapons, provided that they are 75 feet away from the drop boxes, because voter intimidation is a federal statute, and that would be something that would need to be prosecuted by the DOJ or other federal authorities.
You know, I was looking at some of the pictures and videos, and, you know, the tactical gear really is quite alarming. I'm wondering how voters are feeling, you know, people going to cast their ballot. What's the sense from people who are actually trying to do this? Do they push through and keep going, or people are turning away?
In the complaints that we've seen coming in, voters are saying that they're really nervous, that they feel intimidated. You know, one voter was accused of being a mule by these drop box observers when they went to drop off their ballot, per one of the reports. Another said they saw people dressed in camo who were watching them as they dropped off their ballot. And another person said that they're a senior citizen and they just felt very harassed and intimidated by this whole situation. Some of these people are coming with their significant others. And so it just really has a lot of people on edge.
And just for listeners, a mule that you just referred to is a conspiracy theory about those people who are kind of stuffing these ballot boxes with fake votes. But I want to get you to talk for a moment about who is doing this poll watching intimidation. One of them is a group called Clean Elections USA. The founder of that group is Melody Jennings, and she said this on Steve Bannon's podcast earlier this month. Let's take a listen.
So let's get out there and just stand around them. Keep those mules from, you know, wanting to come up to the boxes.
Okay, there's those mules again that we just talked about. What do you know about these groups and how they're operating in Arizona?
So the people who are monitoring these drop boxes, including Clean Elections USA, are largely driven by conspiracies emerging from a documentary called 2000 Mules. And that documentary has been widely debunked by multiple news organizations. It was produced by a conservative activist with a group called True the Vote, which is an election integrity nonprofit. And our Arizona Attorney General has actually recently called for an investigation into that group because they failed to provide his office with evidence of their claims and they're making money off of it. So he thinks that there may be potential violations of tax code there given their nonprofit status. But what we know about these groups is that they've been very organized in how they've kind of assigned groups of people to stake out these drop boxes. You know, in some counties in Arizona, including in neighboring Yavapai County, there's evidence that, you know, this was being planned weeks before we actually started seeing people show up at drop boxes.
And we will continue to watch this very closely. We've been talking with Sasha Hupka with the Arizona Republic. Thank you, Sasha.
Thank you.